Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
So Dublin City Council, they've been working on these technical solutions to try and address the inappropriate behaviour by some people. This is down at the newly installed Dublin to New York portal. We were talking about it here on the show when it was only launched last week, and it's the two-way live stream between Dublin's North Earl Street and New York City. I mean, you're, you know, broadcasting in to Fifth Avenue and 23rd Street. And of course, some people have been down bearing all, literally. I mean, mooning, really inappropriate videos of a reenactment of the crash at the Twin Towers. Just incredible stuff that's been viewed. But Ian Begley's a reporter with the Irish Daily Mail, because Ian, has it, like, is Ireland getting a bad rap in all of this, or Dublin in particular? Has this actually been happening, the kind of the lewd behaviour? Is it on both sides?
I definitely believe so. Like, I arrived at the portal for the first time at around 5:30 in the morning on Saturday. I just completed the Darkness Into Light run, and I was surprised at how many Dublin people were there. There was about 10 people there at any given time, and I must have spent about three quarters of an hour just seeing what New York is like at around midnight on Friday. And yeah, like, definitely, like, there were people there. They were mooning. One girl was twerking. And one man in particular, he actually flashed the crowd of Dubliners to everyone's disgust. But having said that, the vast majority of Dubliners watching this, they were just out there a night out, and I don't think any of them were particularly offended. But it just has to be said that they're just as bad as us to an extent. But I think overall, 90-95%, it's all positive and a bit of a laugh. But it definitely goes both ways, I think.
But the criticism that we've seen and we've heard over the past 48 hours, and particularly from the global press and that in New York, the newspaper headlines, it's all hinting that it's the poor behaviour is on the Dublin side.
No, definitely not. Like, what we did see with one person in particular showing a video of the 9/11 Twin Tower attacks, that was absolutely deplorable. I can't think of anything worse than that. But these things are always going to happen. Like, you would have to be very, very naive to actually think that someone isn't going to take the mick like this and take it to the extreme. So I think personally, we all just need to accept that a very small minority are going to do this. And I think, like, people who do these things, that they do it at a particular time when there are far fewer people. I can imagine, and I would hope, if someone had flashed that video of 9/11, maybe at the middle of the day on a Sunday, someone within the crowd would have told them to knock it off and to clear off. You would hope, anyway. But no, it has to be said. It's like, when I was there anyway, there were other people like throwing gang signs, like mimicking Irish dancing, and it was going back and forth. It kind of reminded me a bit of Omegle or Chaff Roulette, where you know, you would sit at your computer and it would randomly generate a person from across the world without sound, I think. And I think people just want to get, well, some people anyway, want to get as much reaction as possible without the need.
So it was to be expected, Ian, was it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And many people do say here, why do they put it in this particular spot of Dublin? Maybe the reaction will be a little bit nicer if they planted it at the top of Grafton Street, this portal. But I think these things are always going to happen, regardless of where the portal is situated.
Martina's on the line as well, Ian. Stay with us. Martina, like, is Ian right? I mean, sure, this was to be expected. We should have known this was going to happen.
I kind of agree with Ian that it is expected, in a sense. It's not very shocking that this is happening around the portal or in other areas of Dublin where you wait for the Lewis, or, you know, anywhere else when you're walking around that area. But I don't think we should accept it. I actually genuinely think we should just accept the fact that these behaviours will happen. I think we should all work on our city actually not showing any sort of behaviour like that anywhere, whether it's Grafton Street or O'Connell Street. So I do not agree that putting it somewhere else, maybe it would just show a better picture. I think the location is not bad. It shows the landmarks of Dublin. But maybe there is some protection necessary around that portal to ensure that we, that, you know, those obscenities are not taking place.
As Ian said, though, Martina, it's happening on both sides. But it seems that, like, the headlines across the American papers over the past day and a half is it's Dublin. I mean, all the poor behaviour is coming from Dublin.
And look, we can look at that that way, that, you know, it's happening on both sides, so it's OK. But it's not OK. We have to think about our reputation, right? And maintaining our standards as opposed to what the New Yorkers are doing. So I wouldn't necessarily think of what, you know, of what New Yorkers are doing on their side, but rather how we are perceived by them or by others, and how we behave in general, and what other people see. And again, this is not in just in front of the portals, but in front of just each other while waiting for the bus.
Suzanne is with us on the line because, Suzanne, I believe you're actually based in New York. Have you heard much about the portal?
I am. You know, it was funny. We had a lot of press about the portal when it was opening up. Honestly, there's been some reporting. The New York Post had the fact that one of the only fans in New York City was flashing herself to the portal, and that's the point when they shut it down.
An so OnlyFans model, totally, Suzanne, was it?
Yeah, an OnlyFans, well, model, air quotes. So the bad behavior goes both ways. And in New York City, and especially where they put it in the Flatiron District, it's, you know, that was absolutely to be expected. I would be shocked if someone thought things like that were not going to happen. And I have to agree, if you put it in different places, like they seem to pick the places where you're seeing all the tourists coming to Dublin and you're seeing all the tourists coming to New York. I don't know how much you're actually seeing of Dubliners in front of the portal on O'Connell Street. And I don't know how many New Yorkers you're actually seeing in the Flatiron District. But yeah, no, it was, you know, well publicized that it was opening up. Mm. And from what I understand, a lot of people have really enjoyed, a lot of my friends in the city who have been to it, have enjoyed being able to see Dublin, especially if they've never been there.
Okay.
So I think the majority of people are behaving perfectly appropriately. But it's always the few that get all the attention.
Yeah. Do you know, has the portal in the New York side, I've heard that there's security based around that, but that we don't have security on the Dublin end. Do you know, Suzanne, is there security in the New York side?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to have security there purely so that it wasn't vandalized or destroyed, quite frankly. New York City has become not exactly the safest places in all areas. So for something like that, we definitely have security there.
Why don't we, Ian, have security here?
Like, come on, it's hard enough to get guards on O'Connell Street, the country's main thoroughfare. There, you can't really expect a number of Gardaí to be patrolling around its portal.
I know, but you know, maybe you could get. I presume it's not the NYPD that they have securing it on the New York side, but I'm sure they could get security somewhere. No, ridiculous.
What can security do? They can't. Yeah. They can't handcuff
keep your
tell anyone.
Them keep
they
their trousers on.
That's all they can really do at the end of the day. But like the last caller said, it is the minority of people that get the most attention. Like, I think it's a great feature for Dublin City, even if it does remain in the same place. I think definitely the positives do outweigh the negatives. But I think maybe there's no deterrent, there's no consequence of anyone from thousands of miles away let's say mooning or doing whatever in front of the camera. So possibly if I know it doesn't record, but possibly if it did record for 24 hours and delete the footage maybe every 24 hours, that may act as a deterrent.
Well,
like, it's not going to come to any convictions,
yeah.
But maybe if someone does report the incident and be like, okay, here's proof, it happened at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, this guy should be arrested for indecent exposure, something like that, just to have the potential of some consequences.
Dublin City Council said they were working on technical solutions to address these particular problems and the bad behaviour. The latest statement that I have from them, Ian, is to say that the overwhelming majority of interactions have been positive. We've seen family and friends unite, dance moves shared. We've even had a successful marriage proposal. But unfortunately, we've been witnessing a small minority of people engaged in inappropriate behaviour. That's been amplified. And while we cannot control all of these actions, we are implementing some technical solutions to address this. Mm. They're going to go live in the next 24 hours. They're going to continue to monitor the situation. Have you heard any more as to what these new technical solutions are?
I haven't, and I'd be very interested to find out what they are. Like, how could they possibly control it? Are they going to have some built-in AI where they would blur offending imagery? I don't think so. Are they going to shut it down at particular times of today, which is very problematic because, let's say, like six o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning in Ireland would be, that's when you would get many New Yorkers going out and about. So I would be very interested to see what they have in mind and how they're going to come up with some.
There seems to be some suggestion that the changes to the system are going to mean that any images that are actually held up to the camera, that they wouldn't be visible on the far end. Now, we're trying to get that confirmed by the council, but that seems to be the suggestion that's out there. Do you think something like that, Suzanne, might work?
Oh, I think something like that might help. I don't think there's any way to completely avoid things like that happening. I think probably the only way you could do it is to put it on a delay so that, like when you're on radio, that you can drop if you need to. But that sort of defeats the purpose of what the portal is representing. I just wish they had put it in better places.
Yeah, do you know, you're not the first person to suggest that, and I've loads of messages here from people today. Like Barry in Kilkenny says that he's talking about the time difference. It means that our rudeness is at 7 or 8 p.m. in New York. They're mooning us at 6 in the morning. This listener says the mistake made with the portal was putting it in Dublin in the first place. It should have been put in Cork, which is a vastly superior and well-behaved population. Trevor is with us on the line. Trevor, did we get the location wrong?
Yeah, 100%, Andrea, 100%. Look, I worked on Lewis Cross City for 3 or 4 years. I had to walk from Stephen's Green to as far as Broadstone. It's a city of two halves. The top of Talbot Street, really, you're only asking for trouble sitting it there. Like, if you look at Grafton Street, Dawson Street, it's not to say that it won't happen after hours when them areas quieten down as well. Of course, it will. But if you think about the south side of the city centre in Dublin, you're looking at a lot of the government buildings are. There's a larger police presence in the southern side of the city, or you put it closer to the GPO where there is usually a Garda presence, and they will see the unnecessary stuff that goes on with this. You know, I think a lot of it is in general good-hearted stuff, but then there is the idiots. Like there was a Facebook post there recently, or a social media post recently, where the guards are taking away what looks to be somebody off their head on drugs away from the front of it. It's not really a good image for Ireland Inc, is it?
It's a bit of a classist discussion though, isn't it? You know, that if you put it on the south side, that there'd be better behaviour, is, you know.
It's not that, Andre. It's what I'm saying is there's a larger constant police presence because of the infrastructure on the south side of the city. It's not a class thing, in my opinion. It's more, you have a more 24-hour police presence because of, let's say, the government buildings are all in that area. Like, you think about the Stephen's Green vicinity. You've got multiple government buildings that are under constant
guard. Yeah, but sure, we also had the Molly Malone statue at the end of Grafton Street, and I don't know how many times we've talked about it here on this show, callers getting in touch with me to tell me that they witnessed nothing, only Molly Malone being, wild levels of inappropriate behaviour around the statue when it was moved, and the same thing happened.
Look, my opinion on it would be very simple. Due to the police presence on the southern side of the city, it's obviously because of the infrastructure on the southern side of the city. That's the reason for it. That would be the only way. Other than that, you're looking at leaving it where it is and maybe out of hours, turn it off. But to be honest with you, with the top of Talbot Street where it is located, it's not going to be protected too well there, to be honest with you. It's not the most desirable place to be after hours anyway.
Do you agree with that, Martina?
I agree to the extent. Obviously, we have certain areas of the city that are safer and that there are less safe, right? In many different aspects. And I'm not sure if that's about Garda presence, because for 7 years that I have lived in Donnybrook, I haven't seen one guard around, right? So there must be some other reasons. But I don't think we should just put the best things on the south side and leave the north side, which is equally part of the city centre, outside of it. We should ensure that it's equally safe in both sides. So rather than thinking where to put the portal, I think the portal brings a very important issue that we need to ensure that it's equally good to put that portal outside. Around the Connell Street, as it is on Grafton Street or Stephen's Green.
Another listener, very much in agreement with Trevor about this. Why not move the portal to across the road to the GPO? There's always guards standing outside the GPO, or even put it outside Trinity College. Another listener says you'll have to move the portal to outside a Garda station to try and stop all the tomfoolery. Sure, it would nearly become ridiculous, Ian, at this stage. We'd have to only have it open for about an hour or two a day.
That's it. And to move to the GPO, that's not going to happen. Like,
and put it in an enclosed building,
huge,
surrounded by glass, and we'll only have it open from about 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
No, it's just not practical. And that would definitely defeat the purpose of this social experiment. This is what it is at the end of the day. And this portal is massive. You can't fit it in a place where there's small footpaths, there's a high volume of traffic, like that narrow gap between the GPO. But maybe I wouldn't mind to see it maybe in Stephen's Green, but I know, like, the gates close and they open, they close late at night, they open early in the morning, which also kind of defeats the purpose a little bit. But I think definitely Dublin City Council sort of considers its location a little better.
Yeah, well, we're hearing at the moment, I think there is a council meeting ongoing at the moment. I don't necessarily know that it's in relation to the portal, but we will bring you more on this a little bit later in the programme today. What exactly does the council mean when they're talking about implementing these technical solutions? And is it a case that it's just going to be that if you hold your phone up with some sort of image, that it'll just shut down, won't actually broadcast the images or graphic images on the far end in New York? Make it mobile, put it on a flatbed where there's issues, you can just move it on, suggests one listener. Another texter, a lot of people talking about the time difference, that they think that's part of the reason. Listener in Waterford said, yeah, definitely it's the time issue. We're 5 hours ahead of New York, and the vibe at midnight in any city would be different to the vibe at about 7 p.m. So I wonder what we'd see in the portal if we looked at midnight New York time. That'd be 5 a.m. our time, according to KP in Waterford. Keep them coming into us. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.